When you become a mother, you gain many identities. You become a cook, a cleaner, a referee at times, a laundry master, a driver, psychologist, hairdresser, policewoman, archaeologist in Lego, if you know what I mean, a teacher, and so much more. But there is one identity that is kind of forgotten about, and that's the true you. Who are you anymore? Stay tuned, because right after the intro, we're going to talk all about it. Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. Hey there, mamas, and welcome back to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. This is Aliza Saeed, the Mama Marriage Coach. Now, no one knows exactly when it happens, and really the truth is it happens differently for every mom. But almost every mom feels a loss of identity at some point in her journey through motherhood. Suddenly, she realizes that things are different. She's different. She has other people to consider when making decisions, and many times she gladly places her wants and her needs on the back burner in favor of what her kids and her family need instead. Now, what causes this mamahood identity crisis? So many different factors. Motherhood changes your body. Your body's stretched, wrinkled in places you didn't even know existed. You feel like you're in someone else's body and not one that you're loving all that much. And that in itself can bring a lot of guilt, low confidence, embarrassment, and just feeling like a stranger in your own skin. Motherhood limits your freedom. It's not all up to you anymore. Your time, your preferences, when and what you get to do exactly when you want to. You know, you're just not free anymore like you used to be. Motherhood can also be exhausting. And here is talking a mother who was up pretty much all night last night because I guess now that my baby started daycare, she misses me during the day and wants to be with me all night. So I might sound a little tired here because it can be exhausting. And then it can put you in a state of survival because you just don't have the mental or emotional capacity to deal with anything else. So we only do what must get done. But then we feel really empty and kind of soul sucked because we want more. Motherhood stretches us out to places we didn't even know possible. Motherhood also challenges all of our beliefs. You might have perceived parenting a certain way before you had kids, and now that you have kids, you might perceive things completely different. There's so much we don't know, and motherhood really leaves us questioning ourselves. Before I became a parent, I thought that I knew everything. I would look at parents and say, I would do it like that. And I think they should really do it like that. And I knew how to say how everyone was wrong. And then I became a parent and I realized that I didn't know much at all. And all of my beliefs kind of were thrown up in the air. And it really stretches us out to a place of having to really question who we are, what we believe in, what is it that we want in life? So many moms go through this career crisis after they become a mom. Maybe you thought that you were always going to be a career woman. And then once you had a child, you were like, how am I ever going to leave this child with anyone? Maybe it's exactly the opposite. Maybe you always dreamed of being a stay-at-home mom. And once you had kids, you were just like, I need to go back to work. But it really makes us question who we are. What do we believe in? You might also feel like you need to be solely for this new being, and you might feel like there's absolutely no room for you anymore. motherhood really challenges also your marriage and relationships. There are so many new things to deal with. And many, many times, the marriage is the first thing to be put on the back burner. When a mom feels like her relationship is changing, it throws her into her own identity loop. Like, wait a minute, if my relationship is different, then who am I? Who am I in relation to my husband? Who am I in relation to my children? All of a sudden, everything starts to change, and it causes this really crazy identity crisis. Now, if we take a step back and we really consider what motherhood is all about, it's pretty amazing. We've mentioned in previous episodes that in the Hebrew language, there are meaningful hidden secrets in letters and in words. So let's take a look for 1 second at the word motherhood in Hebrew. The word motherhood in Hebrew is imahut. Now, if we look at that word, it's made up of 2 different words together. The word I and mahut, imahut. I is an island and mahut is essence. So in Hebrew, the word imahut or motherhood is an island of essence. Now, motherhood really allows us to find an island in the middle of life, in the midst of a run to we don't even know where to, and really grasp on to the essence of life. Motherhood guides us to prioritize what is really important in life. Why are we here? How do we want to use our time? And what legacy do we want to leave in this world? Yes, sometimes we feel like we're absolutely losing ourselves. But then we just need to anchor back in or pull ourselves back in, swim back to that island of essence, and regain that inner power and clarity. So how can I actually start to rediscover myself? We're going to give a few ideas of different things that you can do. But of course, like I always say, adapt it to what is right for you, what is right for your family, your relationship, and be creative and think of great ways that you yourself can rediscover yourself. So 1 is really slow down. Stop being busy and start being more present. It's kind of scary to slow down because there is so much to do, but the dishes can wait. The laundry won't run away. Trust me, I have it all sitting on my table waiting for me. Don't escape life by being busy all the time. Start living life. Sometimes we try to escape actually thinking about who am I? What is it that I want in life? Am I happy in life? We escape it by being completely full of tasks and being busy all the time and having things to do. And yeah, there's always something to find to do. But slow down for a second. Just be present. Once we're able to really be present, then we can start asking ourselves, who are we? And not lose ourselves on the way. 2 is dedicate special time for yourself. And just like I say for couple time, I also say for personal time, you should have daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly special dedicated time for yourself. So I'll just give a few examples, but as I said, adapt it for what works for you. So daily can be some kind of mindfulness practice. You could go back to the episode where we talk all about mindfulness for moms. You can just have a habit of doing a few deep breaths during the day. Maybe you like to read and you're going to have 10 minutes that you read before you go to sleep. Whatever it is, make sure that you have something that you're doing daily. Weekly is a good weekly check-in. Check in with yourself. Maybe after you do your weekly check-in with your husband, just like we spoke about in the previous episode, you should also check in with yourself. How am I feeling? What things do I feel like I need to focus on more for myself? What needs are being met? What needs do I need to take more care of? Really check in with yourself. You can choose a focus that you are going to be focusing on that month. Something that you really want to incorporate in that month, whether it's about self-care, whether it's about self-development, maybe it's about your relationship with someone specific, but really decide that you're dedicating this special time for yourself in this month and really being intentional about it. Then yearly would be any kind of special retreat you might want to go on. Maybe a special hike. Maybe you want to go on a vacation by yourself or with your husband or with your family, but that there's this dedicated time that you're spending time for yourself in order to really go back and remember who is that self. The third thing I want to talk about is that you should always have an interest or a hobby or learn something new that really recharges your batteries, and learn how to find time for it. Learn how to prioritize that interest or hobby and really find time in the crazy day to day to do it. Maybe it's in little bites. Like, I really like doing yoga sometimes. Right now I'm at a time that I'm not loving it as much, but when I was really loving it, I couldn't find a big chunk of time to do yoga. When my baby was born, I couldn't find like a whole hour to do a yoga practice. So I did it in little bites. I decided that every day I would wake up in the morning and start the day off with like two sun salutations or whatever it is. And for whoever out there who's not a yogi and doesn't know what that is, it's like literally 5 minutes, nothing more. But just making sure that you really have that time to reconnect with what lights you up and rekindle those things that make you excited, that give you that inner peace, making sure that you have that intentional time is so important. Number four is, I really want you to think about all the positive changes that you've gone through since you became a mom. Now, for most people, and this is what I usually hear, it's very easy to find all the things that have changed and are not so great. But if you give yourself some time to really think about it and just really look inside and think about all the positive changes that have happened since you became a mom, how has motherhood evolved you? And all those things really happen to you, not despite motherhood, but thanks to motherhood. Motherhood and marriage, they have this ability to stretch us out in ways that we never even imagined possible. And that also stretches us out in ways that we never even thought we could get there. So we become these unbelievable people in these unbelievable circumstances that motherhood really guides us towards. So I really want you to think about it. Maybe it'll be part of your daily, weekly, monthly practice of really contemplating a little bit, looking inside and thinking, how has motherhood changed me from the inside out? I thank motherhood for who you are today and who you have become. The next thing I want to talk about is really being able to stop comparing. Now, I wish I could yell this out because this one is so important. But it's so easy to get sucked up in social media insanity. And you really just need to remember all the time, you are doing your best, and so is everyone else. And it's so easy in today's day to compare ourselves. We're going to actually have an episode about this, not just about comparing, but about what social media has done to our society. But really be careful about not getting into this, like, I kind of imagine like a vacuum, that it vacuums you up into like looking around you and seeing how everybody else is dealing with life and how everybody else is parenting and everybody else is in their relationships. And it can distance you so much from yourself and from your own identity, and you completely forget who you are. And really, it's so important to understand that you never know what really is going on. And we have to go back to focusing on our own truth. You focus on you, not on what everybody's doing around you. Just the other day, a neighbor here said to me, you know, I heard you yelling the other day, and I really want to thank you because it made me feel so normal. And I was like, I am totally normal. I can yell, I can get angry, I can lose myself at times, and then I try and fix it, but I'm very normal. And for me, what was sad wasn't that she heard me yelling, because, you know, we're all real people. But what made me sad was that her whole self-worth was dependent on what people were doing around her. And we need to just let go of everybody else, stop comparing, stop looking what everybody else is doing, and reconnect with who we are, what we want from ourselves, who we really are. So stop comparing. Stop comparing yourself. Stop comparing your parenting. Stop comparing your relationship. Stop comparing. Number 6, reconnect with your partner. You both have evolved so much. So that also means that your relationship has also evolved so much. Many times I see couples that each have evolved and changed, because that's the natural way of things, that we evolve and change as time goes on, but they still expect their relationship to be what it was in the beginning of their relationship. But really, if we have evolved so much, our relationship should also be evolving. And our relationship will only transform with us if we actually do it intentionally. So reconnect with your partner. Learn to transform your relationship. Learn to flow with it and make your connection amazing. Number 7, and I will end with this, start working with a coach to really do the work. And I'm not saying this just because I am a coach, but I have really witnessed again and again, both as a coach and as a client, how working with a coach can really, especially with something like this, help you really have radical awareness of where you're at, where exactly you want to go, and how exactly to get there. And to have that accountability of someone who's holding your hand the whole way and helping you reconnect to yourself, helping you reconnect to where you want to go, and really helping you find your way to that destination where you know you want to go. Working with a coach can really be life-changing. And it doesn't have to be me. It could be any coach that you feel you have a good connection with, and you know that that person is capable of helping you get to where it is you want to be. Reconnect with yourself, reconnect with your husband, reconnect with your life, and just really be able to live empowered and live with full force. So find a coach. Go get one. It's so important. A coach is also, I want to say this because I've been getting questions also lately, a coach is not a best friend. A best friend should be a best friend, and that is not a coach. A coach does completely different work than what a good friend does, as listening or giving advice. A coach shouldn't be giving you advice. A coach should be helping you reconnect with your highest self and being able to really live in that vibration. All right, mamas, sending you lots of love out there. And I want to bless us all that we can reconnect with who we really are and start living it with full power and full force. And motherhood shouldn't stop that. Motherhood should just make it even more powerful. Lots of love, mamas. See you next time. Did you know that for 83% of couples, the arrival of their first child brings on a marital crisis? While having a baby is so exciting, it's also exhausting and confusing. Most new parents find themselves with less time, less energy, and their marriage is usually the first to suffer. Well, I'm here to help. It's not enough to just go to birth classes, and I'm telling you this as a birth doula and childbirth educator. You actually need to prepare your marriage for a new baby. You might be facing so many different fears about childbirth and postpartum, how you're going to get through it together without building up resentment, bitterness, or frustrations. Well, we can do this together. For a limited time only, I am now offering expecting couples, whether it's your first or your 21st baby, or newly postpartum couples, to 2 intense sessions. Together, we will prepare, we will clarify, and we will create a blueprint towards bliss. You'll also get a workbook, resources that will help you in your postpartum journey, and email support with me. If you're interested for you, or you want to gift a friend or a loved one, this awesome offer, DM me today for more details.